Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Good morning to you once again. This is Dan, as promised. Dr. Mark Lenihan, our guest today on The View from Wayne America, since Wayne Schoolburn met Monday night. And usually you come on Wednesday. But
yeah, actually, Tuesday worked a little better this week. I've got a few other meetings tomorrow, so thanks for being flexible.
Hey, well, anything. Yeah, anything to get you here. We just like having you here, Mark.
We did Thursdays a few times.
We did. So. I haven't done Thursday before, too. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate coming on and giving some information on the board meetings.
All right. Well, how's things generally going at the school these days?
Yeah, going well. We got off to a good start this semester. Feel good about where we're at. We did give an extra day, extra teacher work day that first Monday, whatever, last Monday, just to give the teachers a little extra time. There is a lot, there's more on their plate in terms of working with kids maybe that are in quarantine or in isolation or, kind of coordinating semester. So wanted to give them an extra day just for that planning purpose and make sure their health is good too. And so, but overall really well. Our numbers right now are in good shape as far as we don't have a lot of people out. So
I was going to ask that.
Staff is good. We're fully staffed right now. And students are, there's a handful of kids that are not able to be in school right now, but we have a plan and a process to work with them. And so I think it's going really well. And again, everybody's really stepped up and I think that makes a difference when that happens. So we're looking forward to that. As people are probably aware, educators are in phase 1B of the vaccine rollout. So we are working with PMC to coordinate that for our staff and not sure when that's going to happen, whenever it's available.
Yeah, they're the next group.
Right. So we're working on getting that effort coordinated. And we hope there's light at the end of the tunnel here. Wearing the masks, I think, does make a difference in school where there's so many people there that in a close proximity to each other. But there's other protocols we've done, too. A lot of hand washing, a lot of sanitizing, a lot of cleaning. We try to social distance, but that's a challenge for kids that, they're not as good at that as, they like to be around each other. So
we're at 50% capacity now for indoor events.
Right. Which was really a nice move. I know there's a lot of people that had not been able to attend, the games, the wrestling events, the concerts. And so it's nice that we can open that up. And we finally had a student section at our wrestling meet and the last few home basketball games. And that's been nice just to kind of have, it really was pretty normal in terms of a crowd. So we don't have to restrict to households anymore. And
It's nice that grandparents can come.
Yeah.
To now,
grandparents,
especially.
Aunts, uncles, just friends, some community members just like to come to the game. They don't necessarily have a connection to, school in terms of having students anymore, but they still like to show up and watch and support the Blue Devils. So we basically had crowds that I would consider pretty normal and probably about 35% capacity. So we've got plenty of room right now for people to come.
Do you have to keep count as people come?
Well,
in?
Actually what we're doing is we're allowing 8 guaranteed seats per athlete on both sides, both schools.
Okay.
We're allowing each school a student section up to 100, which actually we usually don't get to that. Usually it's probably
nobody's
40
reached
or
their
50.
Capacity yet.
Yeah, especially ours. We get good student sections and it looks more than what it is. And then we're opening up 100 general admission seats, well, 200 actually, 100 per school. And so if we ever hit where we're keeping track of the general admission seats. If we ever get full there, then we're going to consider ourselves full.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Yep.
We typically don't get that large. So I don't expect that we'll have to turn anyone away. But that's how we're counting.
Okay.
And our gym's about 1,200, so, you know, we're looking at about 600.
So it's working.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. It felt normal the last few games where, you know, typical normal crowd, and that's good.
Okay, well, I guess we'll get down to what the school board actually did.
So yes, we had
a limit today with quiz bowl coming up.
Yes, I know, it's the Blue Devils, so I need to get off and listen here when they're on the quiz bowl. So January is our organizational meeting for the board, so a lot of the meeting was just getting the board organized. So Eric Knutson, our legal counsel, opens the meeting, and because we haven't elected a president at that point, and takes the board through. First of all, the new board members are sworn in, so they take the oath of office, and we have all three, even though two of them were on the board before, but we always do it. It's kind of a formality, but it's a nice moment, I think, and it reminds everybody of the purpose of why they're on the board, and so Lynn Junk and Jamie Manns, and then our new board member, Gerald Nelson, who's kind of he's new now, but he was just on the board.
On,
so
yes.
they took their oath of office. And then we went into our organizational section of the meeting and elected our president. And that Gerald Nelson was elected as board president. The vice president is Jamie Manns, who had been in that role. And then the board elects the recording secretary, and that's Deb Dom. Deb's our board secretary and also my secretary. And then they appoint the treasurer, which is Rochelle Nelson, who's our business manager. So that occurred. And then they move into affirming our current policy manual. We post our policies on our website now. That's our official policy manual, although we have about 5 paper copies in all the offices and areas in the district. The board has several committees, so they kind of talk through who's going to be on what committees, and it's really not anything that they vote on, but they assign themselves, I guess you might say. Each board member serves on 3 committees. And then we affirm our bank. The Wayne Herald is where we do our classified records, and then Mr. Knutson as legal counsel. So all that takes place, and that takes some time to get through that process. So we spent some time on that. And then we just got into our regular meeting. Basically, just a couple things. We did have our negotiations settlement with the Wayne Education Association. So that's the teacher's contract. And it's about a 2.2% increase on the total package. And the total package is for teachers includes salary and insurance. So it's all taken into consideration. And that is pending approval from the Teachers Association. They're meeting this week to approve that. So once they approve that, then it will be official. And so that's a process that actually starts in the fall. The WEA has 4 members negotiate for them, and the board has 3 negotiate for the board. And so that went through, and we're glad to have that taken care of. And then we also approved our insurance quotes for our health insurance. And Steve Muir came, and Steve is our local representative for Aetna. And so he talked about insurance, and we did have an increase this year, a little higher than normal, a little over 10%. And so Steve answered questions that the board might have on that. And also our dental insurance, which actually did not go up this year, so that's good. And Steve's great and does a great job for us. School calendar, we actually waited. We're going to wait another month to formally approve that. We want to talk a little more as a staff about in-service and professional development. And normally we had been doing the 10 o'clock starts on the first Wednesday of the month. When we shifted over to those 2 o'clock dismissals every Friday, we eliminated those late starts. We didn't want to have, you know, too much. And so we need to just talk as a staff how we want that to look next year more. But otherwise, the main dates of the school year, you know, will stand as presented, I think. And I know people are always interested in that. As it stands now, the first day of school would be Wednesday, August 11th. Isn't it great to be able to start already talking about the first day of school next fall? And then basically, you know, breaks around Thanksgiving and the holidays and Easter and all that. So pretty much normal in terms of what we usually do for our calendar next year. There's nothing that changes a whole lot. We never name the last day of school until the April board meeting just right. to keep track of snow and all that. So
just all the usual stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty typical, and I think people are getting used to our calendar and what we do. And then we just did a COVID-19 update. Nothing. We actually kind of talked about that a little bit at the beginning here. Nothing. We didn't change anything in terms of our schedule. You know, we're continuing with the 2 o'clock Fridays, at least for the third quarter, and then we'll make a determination on that as the fourth quarter gets closer. And just kind of talked a little bit about the vaccine rollout and that type of thing for the teachers. And that's for all of our staff. We consider all of our staff essential employees. And so, you know, if you don't have custodians cleaning and cooks cooking and secretaries answering phones and everything else, you got problems. And to me, they're all essential. So it's important to make sure. And there's a lot of contact with each other and with kids. So we definitely wanted to make sure we include all of our staff in that vaccine rollout. So we talked about that a little bit, and then we just got into some reports. You know, nothing really drastic there. I know Mr. Raggi, our activities director, did talk a little bit. There's a group of students that's wanted to start an esports club.
Yeah, I've noticed some schools have done that.
So he talked a little bit about that. We're getting some volunteer support from Wayne State College. I know they have an esports club.
They have their own,
there.
Yeah.
So we have about 20 kids interested in that. So it's nothing that, you know, it's not anything that is being supported by the school other than we're going to allow them to use our computer lab and they actually compete. I said if there's a Atari section of that, I want to coach that part.
You play some Pong.
Yeah, I could do that really well. But the games they do now, no, I will not. I might watch, but it's kind of neat, you know. Again, we try to have opportunities for as many a diverse list of opportunities so kids can be involved. But it is a club. It's nothing that, you know, the district is sponsoring at any level, but other than allowing for use of our lab. So
yeah, I don't know if there's any NSAA involvement.
No, there's not. Yeah. There is some sort of a esports association.
You know, like I know. Pender has a team. I know.
Yeah.
I see on their calendar all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll probably compete. Although it really doesn't matter who you could play somebody from Texas, really. There's no travel. It's online.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the schedule's like. I know
it's probably something that's going to grow.
Yeah.
Be my guess.
Yeah, probably. It's been growing for a long time, actually. We just haven't realized it because I know there's ways of doing that with all that stuff. So talked about that a little bit and got into a little bit of committee work. And we did talk about our facilities. We are planning that restroom project for the high school for next summer. Renovating the public restrooms, the second floor, and then also the area below, which is right now is our staff workroom and our staff restrooms, and it needs updating too. And so it made sense to, you know, they're right on top of each other. So we did talk about that a little bit, and that's progressing. We should be in line to have that work completed hopefully this summer. And talked a little bit. Legislation started this past week. So the board does have a legislative committee, and there's some opportunities for legislative conferences that are virtual now. So, you know, that's something that we'll be keeping an eye on and trying to have some impact on legislation as it pertains to our school system. And then we adjourned the meeting, and we did talk a little bit about Honor Coffees. We have not been doing the Honor Coffees live as we had in past years and due to COVID, obviously. And so the board, we talked about maybe starting those again, but they were a little concerned about consistency in terms of, you know, so we have them now and we didn't have them in the fall. You know, is that okay? So we've decided we're just going to continue to do acknowledge the kids through a letter sent home. And then pick up with the regular Honor Coffees again next fall. you know, we'd have to be careful with food and, you know, crowd size and social distancing. And the board does want to make sure that the kids are honored for the, you know, doing outstanding work that they do. But, you know, we just didn't want to be inconsistent with what had happened. So we're going to continue to honor our kids and have it listed on the board agenda and send a letter home so they can get acknowledged that way. But no live honor coffees for the rest of the year anyway.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah, it does after you think about it. And it's always kind of a fun activity. We look forward to having them again next fall.
Yes, hopefully we'll be more normal.
I would hope by then. We're keeping our fingers crossed. You know, that things, you know, go in the right direction here. There seems that there's light at the end of the tunnel anyway, so it's hard to think. You know, it's been since March that we've been in this, and you know, I'm really thankful we've been able to keep school going this year. We learned a lot, you know, going through it last spring. And we know that the best place for kids is be in school with their teachers and their classmates. And so, you know, we've been really fortunate and blessed that we've been able to maintain that.
Yes, it's been working, and we're definitely grateful for that, yes.
Yeah, I think so. And I think most kids agree with that, at least ones that I've spoken to. They really like, you know, being back and being with their friends and doing things at school, not on a Zoom connection.
Absolutely. Yes. I talked to my daughter. They're going to start in February again up in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if people realize too, you know, there are areas.
They've been out since, since the beginning.
And, or doing some form of a hybrid where some kids are in and some kids are home. And, you know, we just, you know, in our situation, you know, we can only control what we can control, and it seems to have worked well here. So, and in this part of the state, I don't know of any schools that are not in full session in Northeast Nebraska, but you know, we certainly just want to do what's best for our students, and so that's why we're here.
Just doing the best we can.
That's right.
Any personnel matters we need to know about?
No, not at this point. Listed our math position for high school, so we're taking applications. Should have a recommendation by the February board meeting for that. We are looking for a head football coach as well. Mr. Plager had resigned that position. He'll continue in his role as elementary principal, and so we are, you know, that a lot of these coaching assignments we have, you know, typically tie in with a teaching position as well. So that's part of that process, and it's still, you know, early enough where, you know, if we have any more teacher resignations, you know, January, February is typically the time where we'll see that turnover. And so, you know, we'll post those positions and try and recruit the best possible person to the position. I know we'll miss Mrs. Reynolds, who's going to be on with our Quiz Bowl team here in about a minute. And we wish her well, and hopefully we'll get a good person to fill her shoes.
Yes, I'm sure it'll all work out.
Yes, it usually does.
All right. Well, I guess we'll let you get back to work then.
Yes, thank you, and thanks for the support of the community. And as always, you know, anybody can feel free to give me a phone call or send an email with any questions they have.
All right. Dr. Mark Lenihan, again, our guest today on The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC. The View from Wayne.